Thought there was some positives, and obviously plenty of things to work on. We really focused hard on some of the situational plays in this training camp, and we're able to put it in twice in a red area. We stopped them on short yardage. Played really competitive in a lot of those situations. Struggled a little bit on third down defensively. Had an opportunity to go down there and score twice in a two-minute offense at the second quarter, the fourth quarter. So, overall, I think the effort was there. Certainly the execution in the first preseason game is never really where you want it. We left the defense out there on the field a little bit too long and got tired at the end of the game and gave up a little bit more than we wanted to. But, a lot to build on, and we'll focus on having a great week of practice this week. Yeah, we kind of planned on using this as a good test. We thought they'd play longer than we would in terms of our first group because this was their second game, and we figured it would be a good test for us. They have two real good corners, and a decent scheme in terms of challenging your protections too. So something we wanted to do coming into the game and felt like it would give our quarterbacks an opportunity to do some of the things we wanted to see them do. I thought Kyle was sharp. He made some plays down the field there early in the game. Really handled the red area well. We had a couple different things we were asking him to do early in the game, and he got it in there twice. Brady, started off, a little sluggish there. We dropped a couple opportunities to score. I think Brady had one of them down the sideline. Tim had another one, and we turn the ball over there, so that's never good. But, I think there's plenty to coach off of. In the first game, I think you put them out there. We were running a lot of base stuff that they're familiar with. I thought they handled it okay, and we got a lot of work to do. He did some good things. The one sack, I think that that's one of those situations where you're trusting our protection needed to adjust on the fly, and we didn't quite get all the way over there, and that created a situation for us. Certainly, he made some loose plays, which we figured that's part of his deal. It's part of his game, and he didn't disappoint us in that regard. But overall, I thought it was a good learning experience for him. I know there's some things we got to clean up with the operation and some of the things that he did. But I was pleased with the 2-minute drive at the end. He showed some poise and some patience in moving the ball down the field. And I thought he threw the ball accurately when he had time and even when he was out of the pocket. So, again, plenty to work off of. He's, not going to be happy with everything he did. And I think that's the way most of our players feel right now. But we got another week of practice to get better. Yeah, we wanted to really, see how they responded to that. I think that's great for them. I mean, to not have played in the National Football League, but be working with our first unit the way that they've been working, we figured that as many games as they can play before the bullets start flying and they actually count in the win-loss column, we wanted to do that. I thought they handled themselves okay. I think they wore down as the game went on, which is something we obviously need to keep an eye on and do better at as we go forward in the preseason, because we certainly can't lose our edge as we go into the second half. I think he showed that he's got a command of the system. He knows really what he's doing. We really didn't get in any poor situations at all, because he either got us out of a problem or he handled some situations. I think the one run we had called to Lloyd, where he threw the look pass out there to Brand, that was a run play, and he handled it on his own, and ends up as a touchdown. That's kind of a play to me that typifies where he's at now relative to last year. We run the ball in that situation where they blitz the house like they did, we probably end up with a 1 or 2 yard gain maybe. Instead, it's a touchdown. So, pleased with what he did. Pleased with what he did. I think it's kind of the same as what he's done in training camp. He's really performed well, and he's got really good command of what we're doing. We got into such a passing situation there in the second half, because we were playing it like a normal game, and we had said that it was going to be more of a first and second down thing with him, and because we were in sub so much and they were blitzing and doing different things, we don't want to put him in a situation that was unfair to him. He knows that, and we'll get him in there. It'll give him another few days here of practice to make sure he knows what we're doing, and then he'll play against Detroit.
Any
I thought, you know, it's a guy that you'll notice, but I thought Bailey really, you know, played well against a high level of competition. You know, he battled Chad and he battled T.O. A bunch, was in there on some pass breakups, was really physical at the line of scrimmage. You know, this is an interesting situation because it's a preseason game, but they weren't playing like a preseason game. So other than that, we got so many things to work on, you know, and so many little things to clean up and try to improve. It's hard to pinpoint anybody at this point. Yeah. Yeah, we did. You know, we had a kind of a two or three way rotation going in the nickel inside. Nate was in there early, and then once we made the choice to go ahead and put Nate at safety, then it created a situation where we were rotating Cox and Smith at the nickel back, which put Vaughn in the game outside, and then Tony Carter, and we were just kind of rolling them all in at that point. But we planned on playing them early in the sub situation because we knew we were going to put Nate at safety and let him play with ourselves for a little while. And I think that, you know, it's great for those young guys to get out there and compete against them. I mean, they were competing against some, you know, some starting players there in the second quarter, and it's a good learning experience for all of them. Yeah. Yeah, I mean he's competing to be in that role, you know that backup swing player. Usually you're not going to take more than three outside linebackers to the game. So, you know, he's in competition. Jarvis hopefully will be back sooner rather than later, and we'll see where that goes, you know, because Jarvis has been doing well since he before he broke his hand, and you know we'll see how it all plays out. But we plan on playing Kevin a bunch. Yeah. No, I think it was, you know, I think it was different. I think Kyle last year really, it was three plays and there were three bad plays, you know. He had a lot of production and then we ended up with bad endings to those drives. We kind of stalled early, you know, and then we had the pass down the sideline. I thought might have helped us get going a little bit there and didn't convert on that. You know, we moved the ball down the field a little bit in the two-minute drive, and we just couldn't quite get it in. You know, just I think it's a normal first start. I really do. You know, and I think that's a competitive situation. I really do believe that. I think Tim and he both did some good things and both made some mistakes that we need to fix. And it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the preseason goes. We're looking forward to it.